This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are reacting to the indictment of the former president by the Manhattan District Attorney. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Party members are falling into two camps, with Democrats saying no one is above the law and Republicans calling the charges corrupt. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn accused the Manhattan DA of targeting conservative leaders and harassing political opponents. Meanwhile, the Colorado Democratic Party welcomed the indictment, saying that, quote, if regular people did what Trump did, they would be serving jail time. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man has been arrested for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Jonathan Grace was arrested in Denver Thursday. Court documents say he and others in a violent confrontation with officers inside the Capitol. At least a dozen Coloradans have been arrested in connection to the riot. In Congress, the U.S. House approved an energy bill Thursday, mostly along party lines. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Lower Energy Costs Act is a major priority for House Republicans. The bill would boost energy production and streamline the permitting process, which they say would eventually lower energy costs for families. But Democrats countered it would have little effect on energy bills while rolling back investments to combat climate change. Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo, whose district has a lot of oil and gas development, voted against the bill.
This bill just has too many things where it doesn't meet the mark. It could worsen toxic pollution in Colorado. It takes steps backwards on our climate goals. It expands drilling on public lands.
The Senate isn't expected to take up the House bill, but Caraveo is hopeful the parties can strike a deal on permitting reform. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State lawmakers want to keep younger kids out of juvenile courts and help guide them into support services.
We are continuing a cycle of trauma for our young people by putting them into a carceral system.
A proposed state law would end criminal prosecutions for some pre-teenagers, and we hear more about that later in this hour. This is CPR News.